Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Randall Stank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
Damn, doggy. We're dancing.
Is that, you know, we're pre-recorded shows. Just filling time.
No, that's not true, dude. We're having a great show. First of all, it is a fucking all-black show today. Holy shit.
Black cons.
It's a black old snake show, boys. We rarely do this. It is very rare. In the history of the show, I mean, maybe two times have we ever had two black guests, folks.
Unrelated blacks.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it!
That's how we got LeMaire here.
I just played. Hey, LeMaire!
He's like, I'm on my way.
Dude, literally, anytime you want
me
to show up
like
a place.
Like the Trix Rabbit, just like following the song.
Oh, I really wanted to say something there.
Silly.
Oh, no, I thought Toucan Sam was who follows his nose. Yeah.
Follow your nose.
Silly N-word. something.
Tricks are fur.
Tricks are for, what are you going to say it?
Skids?
Tricks are for niggs?
Nick? Was that Nick? Tricks are for niggs. That was very good handwriting on that table.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. He is the international superstar. We are the Real Ass Podcast. Zach, you're sneezing like a savage today, dude. What are you're allergic to hilarity?
No, I was in a room with a lot of light tube dust yesterday.
Were you doing more fucking?
I was at a deathmatch show yesterday,
dude. Zach, no more death matches for you.
No, I was hanging out.
Every time Zach leaves his house is a deathmatch. To be honest with you,
yeah. No, I was hanging out, but still, I'm feeling it.
Good. Well, yeah. You know what? I'm glad you're fucking out there, fucking supporting your fellow psychopaths. We have a great show planned today. You guys know him and love him. Oh, you didn't give me my sheet with everyone's fucking plugs. What is wrong with
you?
You
said
guys?
You didn't need it.
Okay. Well, I don't know their plugs. The Chakra Poppers podcast.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Sydney Gantz back on the show.
What's going on?
I like to be a professional.
Fresh cut, no mustache. Let's do it.
You look good. I like the
oh,
baby
thank
face.
You, man.
It looks good. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from his podcast, Panties in the Mouth.
Yes, sir.
Is this still around?
Yeah, this is Nate and Andy and Allie Mae right now. But
oh, you're not on it anymore.
No, I'm on
we're
it.
We're plugging
sometimes.
Some fucking other. You. So Allie Mae took your place.
They replaced me. They call her Boobs LeMaire now.
Boobs LeMaire. But yeah. You have bigger boobs than her. This is crazy. I love Allie Mae. Allie Mae is a sweetheart. LeMaire Lee's back on the
Hello.
Show. Holy shit. Love Allie Mae. Yeah. Very sweet. Always get nervous energy around Allie Mae every time I see her. Is that just her with everybody, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I don't know why she's so nervous. She's very nervous.
Very nervous girl. Yeah. She's a cute chick. Just be a cute chick. She doesn't understand the power. Women have the power. The ball's in your court, bitches. Why are you guys gonna get all fucking nervous?
Yeah, she probably has a hotter sister though. She doesn't know how cute she is.
She literally has. She has hotter sisters.
I know she has one sister. Is that known? People not talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I won't make it a thing.
Yeah, I don't think people know.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
I mean, now they're going to know. They're going to go, what are they talking about? Who cares? They know.
I've seen people mention it. She is the sister of Anthony Cumia's ex.
Yeah.
The
one who got beat up?
Yeah, Danny Brand.
Yeah.
And I think Allie, I think my assumption is she doesn't like advertise her last name because her father owns a comedy club and is in the business. And she's doing what's right, which is she's just trying to fucking get by accolades.
Yeah.
Right? She never mentions it.
She's doing a good job.
I didn't know any of this.
Allie's very funny. Yeah. Allie's very, very funny. But it's not an unknown thing. I'm not opening a can of fucking worms or like it's I've seen people mention it. People do know it to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But Anthony Cumia's ex was a fucking what a gal.
Yeah, she was a babe, dude.
She's a babe.
Yeah, she's cute. They're cute chicks. Yeah, they're all cute chicks. They're fucking wackadoodles. You don't want to cross these bitches.
You don't want to cross them. Yeah. Doodle, by the way.
Yeah, saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Oh my god, Zach Kamiko in the house.
Brings a whole new meaning to looking like a snack.
Wish them all the best, the whole family and everyone involved, all parties involved. Panties in the Mouth podcast. Go support that show and support that entire team of people. They fucking rule.
Yeah.
Great show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. This is a pre-tape. If you guys don't know, we are right now on a ski trip, the Gas Digital annual company retreat.
Awesome.
Very exciting. Very That's exciting. Awesome. So
LeBear and I are not there.
They're not there. It's a ski trip.
No, it's not the kind of ski trip it would have been if it was a Gas Digital ski trip a few years ago.
Sydney, what you plugging on?
Check out my Instagram at SydneyGant.com. Well, no, at SydneyGant. And then I don't know the internet that well. And then check out Chakra Poppers, man. Come check us out. We are not the wholesome podcast the name suggests.
Love it. LeMair, what you plugging on?
At LeMair Lee on all the socials, everywhere. And then March 5th at the Creek in the Cave, me and Sean Gardini have a show called Optimum Noctis. It's going to be fun and pretty good. And then March 19th, I'm going to be headlining Cap City. Please come through in Austin. That'll be fun. Yeah, please buy tickets.
You're going to sell it. You're fine, dude. You're fine. You're good, doggy. Come on, man. Zach Amico.
At Zach is not funny on Instagram for all my local dates, and then I'm going to be doing some special guest spots with Lewis coming up.
Yeah, this weekend coming up, March 8th and 9th, Teehee's Comedy Club, Des Moines, Iowa. This place sounds like it's fucking huge. Also, Comedy Connection next weekend, Providence, Rhode Island, going to be with Scott Chaplin on those. The Vogel, March 22nd in Red Bank, New Jersey. Guys, let's fill up Red Bank, New Jersey. Come the fuck out. Zach's on it. Scott's on it. I'm going to get a bunch of great comics to come out as well. It's going to be a really incredible show. I know that it's New Jersey, and typically I don't draw well there, but why wouldn't my former agent just book me there over and over and over again multiple times per year?
In larger and larger spaces.
Larger and larger spaces when I couldn't fill these smaller spaces. Then I'm going to be in Pottstown, PA, Soul Joel's March 23rd. Then my birthday weekend, March 28th through 30th, celebrating it in Philadelphia. Naeem's on the show. Tim Butterly's on the show. Zach Amico's on the shows. We're gonna have an incredible time. I'm hoping you're gonna be hanging out.
We're gonna do the
stand-up shows. There's gonna be a bunch of great Philly comics on the podcast. I'm gonna fucking rotate some great Philly comics on Thursday night's a podcast. Friday, Saturday, stand-up shows. It's a really small room. It's a little production company that I linked up with. So come the fuck out, grab those tickets in advance, March 28th through 30th. Then I got St. Louis, San Diego, and Denver on my website now. Other dates being added any day now. Lots of new dates being added regularly. LewisofSkanks.com. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Over 1,000 episodes of Realize podcasts that are not available anywhere else. The entire on-demand library, plus a bonus episode every week. You don't get it unless you subscribe. You got to subscribe. Gasdigital.com, promo code RAP. Check out the regs now, twice a month.
Hey, let's go.
And check out the Legion of Skanks. Why not? Why not,
check
boys?
It out, dude. Big episode of Skanks tonight.
Huge episode. Yeah. Well, yeah, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah. Shane's coming on. This is why
it happened last week.
Yeah. It happened last week. This is why Shane's a fucking G. Because the same week that he does SNL, he says, you know what, I'll do Skanks 2 days later. It's just a G move. And what's funny is when I was in Austin, I asked him, I was like, dude, I was like, you know, be fucking ballers, like if you did Skanks the Monday after SNL, and you just saw his face go, you saw him think, and he went, yes, that is the move. Yeah. That is the fucking move. That is just, it's just a G move, because you don't have to. He could literally just be like, you know, let me play it safe.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't care. That's what's fucking great. Yeah. Using the word retard and gay in the opening fucking thing. I mean, dude, just that actually surprised me. I thought he was going to go harder at SNL and talk more about that.
Yeah.
I understand why he didn't. But then he just said, fuck it, I'm just going to do what I do, which was a really baller move, too. He was like, you know what, dude? I have an opportunity to show people what I like. And anybody who was offended by it and didn't like it, they were never going to be a fan of his being with.
He didn't lose fans.
It's just a net positive. This is what people don't understand. Like, the idea that somebody, like, anybody who doesn't like you, most of the time can be turned into somebody who does like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like literally once they hear your name over and over again, this is my entire career. Most people hate me for the first year that they know that I exist. They're like, this guy sucks. And then I just wear them down. I whittle them down slowly but surely.
Dude, I got a question. Is there really a giant screw right there, or am I going crazy?
There's really a giant screw.
Okay.
And I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I hate giant screws.
Is that why it's there?
Yeah. Somebody sent it to me in the mail.
It's really bothersome.
I just don't like the fact that they even exist. I feel like it's a prank on society. I feel like anything we could do with a giant screw, we could do with a couple small screws.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have the same name? Are they called giant screws?
I think this is actually a bolt.
It's a bolt. It's a bolt? Okay.
A bolt?
This is a bolt. I am adult. Let's go. Yeah. This could be a fucking...
That's a good weapon.
That's for shipbuilding, right?
This is... Well, I don't even know what this one's used for, but like somebody sent it to me because I was complaining about when you go to like these big super malls.
Yeah.
You see these giant fucking bolts.
Yeah.
Like to make the structure come together, and it just bothers me. It's always bothered me. So that's where this came from.
They're aesthetically unpleasing.
You just hate modern engineering.
I don't know if it's necessary. I feel like I watched a thing on Japanese engineering. Natalie, I bet you know about this, where they don't even use nails or fucking bolts. They just shape the wood together in a way where it's structurally sound. Like it's like they carve like puzzle pieces out, but they put them together at an angle where it's like it apparently doesn't warp the same way.
They just fit together perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah. That's also how they make Japanese people.
Yeah, they also sit on the floor, so.
That's nice, dude. I want to go to Japan really badly.
Oh, so do I. Tokyo. I'm going to take my kids to Tokyo.
Yeah, me and my son do a father-son trip every year, and we haven't figured out where we're going this year. I'm thinking we should fucking...
Ndatsabayo, Daddy Lewis.
Maybe.
You trying to be a son?
Yeah. Wednesday, we're going to see Hamilton on Broadway.
Really?
Which I'm very excited
about. That'll be cool. Do you listen to the sound? I love Hamilton. I love the soundtrack.
Did you watch? You saw Hamilton?
Yeah, I saw it on the movie.
Oh, you saw the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
It was good?
Yeah.
But it was just a performance of the stage show, right?
Yeah, it was like the last with the original cast, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't wait to see it. I want to see it in theater, too, eventually.
But. Yeah, my son's seen it once, maybe even twice, but he plays the music all the time. I know the music.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's great, dude.
Yeah, I'm always intimidated by performance art like that because I don't feel like I learn anything, and I think you're supposed to.
When you watch it?
Yeah, I always come away with no information.
When I listen to the soundtrack, it pieces a lot of things together.
Okay.
It just, you sort of like, you hear the songs, and then they just give you sort of a timeline, and they give you, it's interesting, it's super interesting. Yeah. You know, I thought it was a little more on the nose. Like, I thought it was supposed to be like, what if the Founding Fathers were black?
Yeah. No.
Like, what the society would be.
You know how funny it would be?
You think it's trying to make us pay taxes?
Well, we're never going to do that. You know, it would be so fun to just pitch the other version, like an all-white Amistad play.
Yeah, all-white Amistad would rip.
My chick loves Hamilton. She put it on the other day, and I think I would like it more if she hadn't introduced me to it.
Yeah,
but you know, like when you watch a thing, you'd be like, "Oh, that's for girls."
Yeah,
that's how I.
It's just
Hamilton.
Gay. It's gay. It's Broadway. It's a little gay, just in general. You have to like, you know, give yourself to it. But going to the theater is a nice experience.
Yeah, I will say the guy that played the king I saw in Little Shop of Horrors, and he was awesome.
Jonathan Groff.
He was awesome.
Yeah. You'll be back. Soon you'll see.
I'm pumped about it though. I don't really know much beyond what I've heard with the music though.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
The spinning stage is really cool.
Yeah.
They have Aaron Burr, They have Aaron Berg. Oh. Aaron Berg's in it.
Look at all these.
Oh, my God. Everyone's black here. Wow.
Aaron Berg, sir.
Yeah. But we all remember. Mike, you're younger than me, right? How old are you?
33.
I don't remember ever learning anything about Aaron Burr in school. Don't remember. Not one thing. The only thing I remember about Aaron Burr is the milk
commercial.
Yeah, the milk.
What's the milk commercial?
So there was a commercial. You could probably pull it up.
It's a peanut butter milk.
I think it's a milk specific.
We've talked about this before. We thought it was a peanut butter commercial.
I remember it as a peanut butter milk commercial.
Yeah, everything's a peanut butter commercial to black people. We get it. You guys invented peanut butter.
It's a George Washington Carver commercial. GWC.
No, it was a milk commercial. And there's a radio call in, right? Yeah. And there's a guy sitting in like a big study or a library of sorts, right? And he's like, caller number 35. Yeah. I'll explain
and
it first.
And he's got all the information around.
And,
him.
Yeah, he's like
Aaron Burr.
Yeah, he's like, who shot this guy? It's not even an Aaron Burr for now. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I think he's in a library and he sees the painting and it has the portrait of Aaron Burr. Sir.
No, he's in an Aaron Burr memorabilia.
Yeah.
Let's see it. This is a great commercial. It's when commercials used to rule. Yeah, it was this guy.
Who's that guy? I know that guy.
Hamilton.
And that was the Vienna Wood Dancing Bee.
He's making a big ass sandwich.
And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one.
Oh, he's obsessed with Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel. All right, let's go to the phones and see
who's
the bullet.
Now,
for $10,000, who shot
Aaron Burr?
Excuse me?
Aaron Burr.
I'm afraid your time is almost up. I'm sorry,
Aaron Burr.
Am I dumb or that's the guy from People Under the Stairs, right?
Yes, I think it is.
That guy did a lot of stuff.
That's why I said that guy, because I knew who it was, but I didn't know who
it was. I think he's on Always Sunny, too.
Yeah.
And he's also in
Roach.
Tammy and the T-Rex. Yes.
Roach from People Under the Stairs, which was a great movie that I feel like is a seldom talked about movie.
Sean Whalen is the guy's name.
Thank you.
I've never seen that movie.
People Under the Stairs? Yeah. Oh, my God. Great movie. It was the couple from...
They're from another thing, but they're supposed to be the Reagans.
Twin Peaks.
Yes, thank you.
A couple from Twin Peaks, they booked them, they cast them in this fucking role.
That's how much knowledge he has about me. You smack him a couple times, you know shit.
It's like
a TV that won't work. You're going to hit it a couple times, and then it's just...
It's like Fonzie in the record player.
Yeah.
That's a pretty black horror movie. I did that for Black History Month when we first started.
Oh, that's right, because it's Ving Rhames. The main characters are some of the main characters.
The end of the movie is a rap dance party as money rains from the sky.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that part, but the main kid.
Okay.
Yeah, the main kid is black.
Yeah.
And
Ving Rhames has to be the ultimate scary guy.
He's up there.
He's like big, black, and gay.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Is he actually gay?
I don't know, but he's always gay in movies.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta. YoDelta has been supporting this show for a very, very long time. And if you guys like to get super high and you want to do it legally and have YoDelta Delta 8 shipped right to your door, you got to try out their amazing line of vapes and gummies available in almost every single state.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, let me tell you, from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and it works good. So these products should be taken responsibly.
That's right. If you're over 21 years old and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com right now and stock up on Delta 8 THC. If you do go there, make sure you use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS. All right, where were we?
Ving Rhames, Yeah, he's a little bit scary, I guess. I have a feeling like a lot of these guys, every time you think somebody's going to be scary, they're like 5'6".
Yeah.
I bet you Ving Rhames is short as fuck, doggy.
Yeah.
And then he's got something in his contract where they got to shoot him always from like a lower angle. Yeah. How tall is Ving Rhames?
My guess is 6'4".
I bet he's that's Marcellus Wallace, right? That's a big boy.
No, dude, I'm going to bet he's 5'6".
Marcellus Wallace.
They make these motherfuckers seem big. I'm telling you right now, doggy. It's a thing they do in Hollywood. Right. Good. Prove me right. Anyway, Natalie, give me the answer. How tall is Ving Rhames? Here we go. Lewis is the man.
Oh, wow. He's only 6 foot.
Well, sorry, dude. Right in the middle of what we were all saying. But even 6 foot is not a very, like, I'm 6'1".
Yeah. I mean, I'm 5'10". 6 feet is very tall.
It's a massive, it's a massive person.
I would love to be 6 feet tall.
6 foot tall is not, like, for a guy who portrays big, tough guys,
yeah,
that's not very big.
Yeah.
But he has I wish a motherfucker would face.
Yeah, he's just black. You're seeing different than we.
Dirty.
We see you all that way. You're all I wish a motherfucker would face. You have different subcategories and dialects of what you see other black people as. It's all scary.
Yeah, you're interpreting the face, but we're just still going, Uma, no!
Doggy.
Yeah, people think me and Lemaire are tough. They're so wrong.
Yeah, they
so wrong.
You knew what it would be.
How
assumed.
Do you think I'm tough?
Yeah.
As a young man, I would assume that every black person just knows how to fight.
That is one of the fatal flaws of being a black person. Because every black person thinks they can fight too.
And it's also every cop thinks a black person can fight. That was the fatal flaw.
They think they are fighting at the moment is the problem.
I was just talking about stories about how, like, when I was growing up, I'd have to, like, fight all the time. Like, every day in elementary school, I'd have to fight just to, like, get home.
That's how he got
other black kids.
Yeah,
because black people are animals. You agree? Yeah.
He didn't ride the bus and fought his way home.
It wasn't. You weren't fighting racism. You were fighting other black kids.
I know. Yeah, I know.
You get done fighting. Oh, just take my stop. I got to keep fighting.
Yeah,
all these the Lord fucking, of the Fly,
Dougie, all these fucking white people that have just never been to the hood. You're like, guys, you don't stop. You don't know what black people are really like. I try to tell them. I try to tell white people all the time. They don't listen to me. I've been to the hood. I know what it's like. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, black people are all nerds too.
Most of them.
Not where I thought you were going there.
Yeah.
You know, things like black people are always up on tech.
Nerds? No, not nerds.
Yeah, dude.
I watched. I
think wasting disposable income is how we could look at that.
I watched a video this morning of DJ Khaled. He was performing at, I'm assuming, some sort of festival. I don't know where, but it was like, there was sand. It was like a dirty floor, like sand, a sandy floor.
Yeah.
See if you can find DJ Khaled being carried out of his car. He was like, yo, I don't want to mess up my kicks. He's got brand new sneakers on. And he makes his bodyguards carry him from the car to like another utility vehicle that brings him to the stage. And then they carry him again. And this is how, like, deep down, like, I'm not going to say racist because it's not racism. It's like culturally racist.
Yeah,
I am. I'm culturally racist. Because, yeah, pull this up.
How many bodyguards did it take?
Let's see.
Two? Two Ving Rhames?
Yeah. That's Miami Beach. Okay, I see. I thought it was the Middle East or like fucking. He's on the beach in Miami Beach.
Backed the little truck up to him.
Yeah, so
the video.
So I am culturally racist because my reaction. I was like, oh, I got so mad. I went, oh, you. I was like, who cares, you fucking animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was so mad, and then my girl was like, what? She was like, he's being funny. She was like, I can see you doing that. I was like, I have people carry me down Fremont Street during Skankfest. I have grown men carry me.
Mm-hmm. And your shoes look like shit.
I was like, no, he's being funny. But there is, like, I will admit, like, I see that and my reaction is like, oh, you fucking. Yeah.
Don't say it.
Jigaboo. I was going to say jigaboo.
You nerd.
You nerd.
You fucking nerd.
Dude, there was one time at this mic back in, like, Harrisburg, it was this guy. He was his trucker. He would just come for a couple months and then he'd just hang out. But this was his last day there and he decided to go up and tell a joke. And he went up and he was like, I was driving my truck down the highway and then the cops stopped me. They went in the back and they were like, to me, they were like, dude, why are you carrying a bunch of bowling balls? And then the guy was like, they're not bowling balls. those are nigger eggs. He waited.
That was worth it. I was like, this is a long joke.
Yeah. He waited 3 months.
That's not a bad joke.
Yeah. There's an old street joke. There's a guy has a truck full of bowling balls in the back. And he picks up two black hitchhikers, and then somebody calls the cops. But there's a truck full of blank eggs, and two of them hatched already.
Yeah. Two of them hatched already.
And then there's what's the difference between a truck full of black babies and a truck full of watermelons?
What?
You can't unload the watermelons with a pitchfork.
That's a great one. Where it's, that's harsh.
I heard a great,
it's going to also spoil the black babies, too. Yeah,
And I never heard black babies, just heard babies in general.
No.
Thank you for adding the extra element of racism there, Zach.
Thank you.
That was the first, by the way, people don't realize we used to just buy joke books that said dirty jokes, and there would be a chapter of black jokes.
Yeah, Chinese with jokes, the N-word. I used to have like...
At Barnes & Noble's. It wasn't Barnes like we Nobles. Were going to the racist bookstore.
It was...
Which is Barnes & Noble.
Trying to remember what it was. There was three... We probably had the same exact book, dude. It was like three copies. Three editions.
Yeah, dirty jokes or something like that.
Dirty. It was like the...
Dirty, filthy...
Yes. It was something like that, dude. Yeah. Oh man, it's killing me right now. I lived off that book. Yeah. I memorized them front to back. I heard a great joke on South Park. I was showing James another episode of South Park, and
does he like it?
He loves South Park.
Okay.
He loves it, and I have to selectively show him. Like I found a subreddit which breaks down all like the plots, the PG-13 episodes, ones that are like safe. What they because it's there's certain things I just don't want him to. I just want to explain what abortions are yet.
Yeah.
So I had to stop the Critter Christmas one halfway through. Even though the first half, it's so fucking funny, dude. For kids, it's like particularly really funny and dark. And then they go, it's like, yeah, we got to give them an abortion. And then I'm going.
African-American birth control.
Yeah, I can't. I can't explain abortion yet. Yeah. It's just too much.
That's only by go by what Planned Parenthood was designed for.
Black condoms.
I'm trying to remember what the episode was. I forget the episode, but they're all telling jokes. It's the Last of the Mohicans. Mm. And so they're playing Mexicans versus Texans.
And shout out Texas, dude.
Butters gets lost and gets taken in by a family because they think he's really Mexican. But they're telling like just jokes to each other.
Yeah.
And it was just a great, dude, my son laughed so fucking hard at this. They were telling it to each other. So the joke is, why do girls wear makeup and perfume?
Because they're ugly and they stink.
Yeah. It's just such a great little boy joke.
Yeah.
Like I know James literally went. He's gonna tell everybody that can hear this joke for days. It's such a great little boy joke. Not even that offensive. No. It's just delightful.
Yeah, it's very delightful. He'll probably tell his teacher and get in trouble.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's fucking solid,
man. South Park Rules, new season coming out soon.
I don't really watch the latest seasons.
The movies on Paramount Plus are very rewarding.
Stellar.
Yeah.
I guess they're streaming events, they're movies.
Yeah. Are they appropriate to show James? My life now, when you have a child, your life is
definitely not the prime one.
Yeah, you can show him the streaming wars for sure.
Yeah, definitely not the prime one. Prime one, Randy has his dick out the entire movie.
I don't mind him seeing dicks.
He's pouring prime soda on his dick.
Yeah, yeah, he starts an OnlyFans. There's so many South... Dude, Randy bouncing when everyone microwaved their balls so they could get weed cards. Him bouncing down the street on his balls saying Buffalo Soldier is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
It really is. The show does hold up in a massive way.
Never misses.
Family Guy does not hold up.
I wish I could bounce on my balls.
Why do you say that?
Old Family Guy is just sort of like, dude, the joke is literally always, it's just so simple and basic. And honestly, South Park kind of ruined Family Guy.
Yeah. It gave you the formula, and now every time you see a Family Guy joke, you do the math in your head, and you're like, that reminds me of the time, and it's random thing at random time. And there can be funny, but once you see how the sausage is made, it's a little.
It's also
less,
just like a lot of like it just whatever it is. Like it didn't. But it just doesn't hit the same way. When I loved Family Guy when it first came out, I really loved it, and it's just not as clever as it could be. Maybe like South Park is so clever. Rick and Morty is so clever.
So South Park and The Simpsons have character development.
Yeah,
when something happens, even though it's, you know, Kenny comes back or whatever. Every time, like, people stay that way. Like, when Lisa on The Simpsons became a vegetarian, she wasn't eating hot dogs the next week.
Yeah.
Then that became part of the show. Lisa's a vegetarian. Family Guy is like a hard reset.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody learns anything and nobody changes.
It's like a cartoon. They're like a adult.
It's the difference between a sitcom and a cartoon.
Yeah. I think South Park just, and they did get preachy for a while. They had a few seasons where it got a little, but
yeah.
I you know what I didn't like? I didn't like when South Park was, and I don't know if they still might do this. They would follow the same plot line throughout the season. So it was a continuation. When I saw that with like the vice principal or the principal.
Yeah, PC principal.
Whatever it was, that format change, it was such a hard format change because it wasn't gradual for me. I didn't watch it in years, and then I tried to start watching it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I got the PC principal joke. I'm done with that joke. I wanted to move on to the next thing. Yeah. I didn't need that to be a recurring theme that kept on coming up.
You see the PC babies episode?
Yes, that was hilarious.
That's pretty good episode.
I'm trying to be critical, but that was fucking objectively hard.
The ones that are two or three parters are the strong, like Imagination Land. That's the funniest
Shit. Yeah, that's like season nine or like super early. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar, and really, it's very easy to understand what they do. They make cigars in small batches, so you're getting super, super fresh, high-quality cigars shipped right to your door, and it's free shipping on almost every order, and every order arrives in the continental United States within 2 to 3 days, and also they include Boveda packs with every purchase as well, so that keeps them nice and humid, and it's, I'm telling you right now, you want to get your cigars, you want to get them in small batch, you want to make sure that they're fresh. You want to make sure that they're kept fresh. This is the best way to do it.
Yep, they have the most thorough packaging in the industry and an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And Lou, what do people want to do if they want to check it out?
What you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com, and what most people do is they click on the new button, and then you could first shop all of their newest arrivals, which is absolutely the best thing to do. You want to get the new arrivals, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off of every order, plus you're going to get 5% rewards points, and that's only at smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's see.
You could talk South Park all fucking day.
I noticed. So what is this Stanley Cup story? My girl loves her Stanley Cup. I got it for her for Christmas. My niece has a Stanley Cup. My sister has a Stanley Cup. Stanley Cups are like a thing. Why do people even fucking care?
Wait,
first of all,
what's this, like the hockey thing?
No, yes, for a second, I bought her. A replica Stanley Cup. She holds it above her head. She really loves to pretend she won a hockey championship.
Hey, we got two black guys on. Let's talk about the Stanley Cup.
Yo, we fuck with the Flyers. You fuck with the Flyers?
Dude, Flyers are right.
Yeah. Philly dudes fuck with hockey.
No, this is.
I know you leave them on people's cars when they park for fucking for parties at 4 a.m.
Stanley Cup. I don't exactly know what the big difference is. Apparently,
stop calling it Stanley Cup. It's just a Stanley.
It's a Stanley.
Yeah, it's a
cup.
Stanley.
It's a Stanley Cup.
It's a cup that is a Stanley.
It is a Stanley.
Oh, Stanley brand cup.
Okay. So the Stanley Cup is it's big, and I guess it's temperature regulation.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got lead in it.
Really?
Yeah, it's got lead in the
allegedly
line.
It does have lead in it.
But why is
no? It's actually it's not alleged. It has.
But why is that? Is that a problem?
Helps with the temperature regulation, and lead is a problem.
Yeah, you can't have lead. You get lead poisoning. Yeah.
I don't. Can I just say? No offense. I'm not.
You might have a lawsuit on your hands.
Sid, I just feel like they covered this. I feel like you're not the one cracking open the fucking. I just feel like Stanley Cup, they went through this whole thing already, and they were like, you know what? We got to make sure we're not giving people lead poisoning. So even if it's made with some sort of lead.
The issue is if the interior lining gets worn away, but I don't think that's likely. But if there's damage to it, I think it could happen.
Or if there's any damage to the cup at all, it can leak the lead.
Can you Google that and see if leaking lead?
I feel like they would be recalled if that was the
I don't
case.
Think that that's ever a chance. If you drop your Stanley Cup, you got a leaky lead fucking.
They literally take lead out of everything. They took it out of gas. They took it out of paint.
There is pencils. A lawsuit currently happening about Stanley Cups having lead in them.
Go ahead.
Get in on those.
I'm trying to see if somewhere in the
Gant
article.
Gant versus Stanley.
Yeah, let's go.
Can't be Stan.
I don't know if you know this, but lead is the blackest metal. I know everything about it.
Yeah, my cousin used to eat lead chips, dude, all the time.
So they use lead in their manufacturing for their cups. They only pose a risk.
It's a great example of how people hear.
Why do you say manufacturing twice
thing.
Like you added something to it?
Men, you.
Of course it was in the manufacturing of the cup.
But it's not in the cup. It's in the manufacturing of the cup, meaning the facility.
Can I read what it says? They only pose a risk of lead exposure if the cover on the bottom of the cup comes off and exposes the pellet used to seal it.
It exposes what?
It could expose the pellet used to seal the cup's vacuum insulation. If this happens, you can submit a claim and get a, like, for the warranty.
So pardon me that. So that's the bottom of the cup, not what the water touches.
Yeah.
It's the lead pellet.
Okay. And then also, if that happens, you're probably not getting lead poisoning. If you fucking, if you swallow that pellet, you're probably fine.
No, baby. Now who's making shit up?
You can swallow that shit like all a right. fucking baby aspirin, bitch.
Let's go Lewis Science versus Sydney Science.
I know a guy who used to eat, when he was a kid, he ate paint, like lead paint chips, and now he just gets money from the government every month because he's disabled.
Oh, how much money is worth being disabled?
Maybe like three G's
grand
a month. Yeah.
Damn. 3 G's a month. What level of disabled would you take?
He's like autistic middle for sure.
Give me somebody.
That's how Shane describes you. Yeah. My autistic middle.
give me a Love on the Spectrum cast member that would equate to the.
He's a James.
James.
Oh, really? The rocker?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Did you see that Love on the Spectrum picture Bricks posted? No. Nat, could you go on Brix's Instagram and show Lewis the picture Brix just posted?
I love this picture.
Dude, this really made me laugh. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Dude, he hates his parents, dude. He'll be just normal, like, so yeah, I have a date today. And then the mom's like, you want to make sure you dress warm? He's like, oh, mom.
Well, this really made me laugh.
Oh, is that? Oh, figs and.
That's not Sabat, is
Kim.
It?
Kim. Oh, hilarious.
I guess tall as hell. I didn't know he was that big.
That's Sabode, but he's dating a little cute. We talked about it last week's.
Wait, is he podcast. Big or was that lady small?
I think it's probably both. I think he's big and then she's small.
Okay.
Dude, Sabode's a king.
I think Sabode. Which guy on Love of the Spectrum do you think you'd beat up the easiest?
That I'd fight?
Yeah.
Piss me off or in an actual fight, which one could I take?
Yeah.
Which one is the weakest?
Dude, I know you can take all of them. I'm just saying, which one?
Is there one of them you think has a chance? I don't think so.
Dude, Michael has a chance. Season one, Michael. I think Michael has a chance
against
you.
Which guy is Michael?
He's the guy who, I'm the bus driver. I love the buses. No, season one, he's the first guy.
Pull up Michael from season one. I don't remember him.
Watching one of these fuckers come LARPing at me, I think I'd be able to take any one of them. Give me two seasons straight.
I don't even remember this guy.
Dude, that's season one, dude.
He does look like he might have retarded strength.
Yeah. Dude. I study kung fu.
Did we miss a whole bunch of the first season?
He's the first guy.
Yeah, he's literally the first guy. Episode one.
Maybe I started season two, and that's why I'm like, maybe I got a whole other
you
season.
Gotta go back.
Yeah. Season one's sweet.
Yeah.
But I got to finish season three. I love it. Yeah.
Is there a season three?
Yeah. It just came out this year.
See, we looked at, my girlfriend told me, she's like, no, there's only two seasons. And I was like, really? I thought there was a season three.
And yeah, there's like,
it's America, Australia, then back to America, right?
Oh, Australia season three. I thought it was just a different.
No, I think that it's just like a different offshoot of the show. Netflix does that with all their shows. They like make a show like, Love is Blind, and then they're like, Love is Blind Brazil. Like, they just produced the same shit.
It's on Netflix. Is only season two and three available right now? Is that what it is?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Because there was a first season with different guys.
The one that's the guy who's kind of got a hot mom?
Yeah.
What season is that?
That's season three, I think.
Yeah, he's like.
And he pines. He's like, I don't want to pine over her.
Maybe
I can't. I'm so lost.
It's fucking crazy, dude. Like, I'm such a horn dog. Like, the first time I had an opportunity for a girl to touch my dick, I was like, here, touch it. Like, it wasn't like I'm too nervous for a hug.
Dude.
I couldn't imagine that.
It's terrifying. Well, first time I was supposed to have sex, the lady literally sucked my dick, and she came up to me, and she was like, I just sucked your dick. And I was like, yeah.
And that was it.
That was it. And we just fell
asleep.
You
never fucked.
That was cum on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Autism.
Was she trying to get her pussy eaten?
She was totally trying to get her pussy eaten, but I didn't get it.
How many women have you been with, Lemaire?
Five
total?
Yeah.
Or six. You know the exact number. Stop.
I don't know.
He's trying to figure out if one counts as a woman.
And you said you haven't been laid since you went down to Austin yet. Has that changed?
Yeah.
It changed.
Nice. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, it changed.
What happened? Tell me about it.
I just came up to New York City and hung out with my lady, dude.
Oh, it was up here.
Yeah.
It wasn't
you
there.
Haven't had that Texas pussy yet. That doesn't count.
It doesn't
Everything's
count.
Bigger in Texas. you can fall in that. We can go spelunking in Texas pussy.
So you have a chick that you're dating up here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can't fuck a girl in Austin?
No. No.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You left your girlfriend to...
Trying to get a better life, dude. I got to go out west, dude.
Well, make her come to Austin.
No, she has bad OCD. She can't do it.
That tracks.
You need to leave her.
You guys are level on the spectrum.
You need to leave her right now. You're in the prime of your career. You can go to Austin and get pussy every single night.
Yeah.
Every night. You're probably fucking beating these girls off with sticks.
No.
He's definitely beating off.
He's beating these girls off. Yeah.
Lemaire, are you into trannies? Why does Zach keep on making this joke? What is this joke that Zach's making?
Just female to males, dude. First time I had sex
female
with a...
Female to male.
Yeah. First time I had sex with a female to male trans person. Yeah.
Pre-op.
Pre-op.
Female.
No, yeah, boobs male. And stuff.
But boobs and a pussy.
Hormone treatment?
Yeah, she was on testosterone.
Boobs and a pussy.
Yeah.
Presented as a dude, though.
Yeah, yeah. Because the second date...
Could trick people as a dude or no?
No. Couldn't trick me.
Did she lift you up? She put you against the wall and fucked you?
Yeah. So she did have a strap on the wall, and I was like, what's that for? And she was like, you know some guys. And I was like, not me, brother.
Not you.
Yeah.
Man. She put it on the wall?
I don't know why it was on the wall. It
like
was
a
on the
bear,
wall.
You like back up to it? And
No, it was just like laying across the wall like a sword.
Oh. And how did you meet this girl?
Tinder.
Tinder?
Yeah. Mm.
And did she say in her profile she's trans?
Yeah, but I thought she was just being quirky.
She showed up in
real.
A flannel?
Yeah. Second date, she had like a Dali mustache like drawn on, and I was like, this girl's an artist.
You serious?
Yeah, 100%.
She drew a fucking mustache on.
Yeah.
What a psycho.
Like, Lemaire or her?
Her. That's a crazy person. You like men, you fucking crazy bitch. Just honestly, just develop a little, no offense if you're still into this chick and she's out there listening.
Nah,
just develop a personality. This is when I was in the
ninth. She's a short guy now.
When
I
was
confirmed.
In the ninth grade, I used to wear eyeliner and Marilyn Manson t-shirts.
Yeah.
And it was because I was a child who wasn't sure of who I was yet. So I had to put on a costume.
Now, imagine growing up and finding out you're still that person.
I had to put a costume on so I could have a personality of sorts. And that's what this person is doing.
Yeah.
It's but a little, now she's a short king.
Yeah, now she was taller than me. She's 5'10".
5'10".
Yeah.
Under 6 feet, they're still not a man, according to Lewis. Yeah.
Was she hang rain.
Was she toy?
Huh?
Was she toy?
I didn't come or nothing.
What does that mean?
I didn't come.
He meant, like, you meant good looking, right?
Yeah, good looking.
Oh, yeah. She's okay.
She's handsome.
She, like, maybe, yeah, like, when her clothes came off, she was a lady, like, you know.
But, like, a nice body.
Yeah.
Wait, but are you implying that her pussy was so loose you didn't come?
No. No. It was me. It's because I don't know. I didn't know what Lewis was asking.
She's like, are you going to come, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, come
it was, on. Because I was like, during the sex, I was like, I don't. I think I'm having sex with a man, and I started to feel gay, so I lost my boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would do it. That would do it.
Yeah.
Did you wear a bag?
Yeah.
So, you don't want to get a dude pregnant.
I had to commit an abortion last year.
What?
Yeah,
I had to do
it. Did it yourself?
Yeah. I did a DIY abortion. They have pills. It's easy.
Oh, what that's just the morning after pill.
No,
an actual abortion pill. Nothing to our hot dog.
There's one pill, and then there's like four other pills you have to insert.
It was the pill from Dr. Mario that has all like the gears and fucking sharp things.
You have to match it to the color of the baby. You put three of them, and then they all disappear.
Swallow this.
Dude, yeah. The craziest part was when, like, after a while, I inserted the pills, and it, you could just, like, hear sizzling. Like, you know, no, when you put peroxide in
here?
No.
Where did you insert the pill?
Into her pussy.
It was a suppository.
Holy shit.
It was like
a suppository.
It was one mouth pill and then four suppositories.
I remember one of my friend, I won't say his name, but the girl that he lost his virginity to, they didn't have any condoms.
Yeah.
Right? And I was there. We were 16 or 17. This girl was maybe 15, right? And we didn't have any condoms. And I was like, I have these pussy suppositories. Because me and my girl wouldn't use condoms. We would use these. They were like this big.
Yeah.
And it looked like a pill, but it was like almost like wax, like made of wax, right? And what you do is you'd finger it into your girl, right? You get it right up underneath the little cervical bone thingamajigger, and then it would melt. And then it would plug, it would turn into a goop that would plug the cervix with spermicidal gunk. So it essentially made her pussy it definitely gave this girl cancer. Yeah. There's no way these things didn't turn into cancer after a while. There's no way it's FDA approved, whatever was happening. But I remember it was a fucking just a great moment. I jerked off to this for years. I stopped jerking off to this maybe 5 years ago, was the memory of me being like, I have one of these. And then him being like, well, I don't know how to put it in her. And then me being like, I know how to put it in her, being like, okay, you could put it in. And her just fucking letting me put it in her. Hell yeah, dude. I'm fluffing up right now thinking about it, dude.
That's
yeah.
fucking sick.
Wingman of the year right there.
Yeah, I know.
Hell
yeah,
gracious.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Get that man a medal.
I saw a video online. It was a guy. He was like about to fuck this lady, but his dick was they can't reach his dick to like put it in. They were both standing. So a guy just comes by and goes, he puts it in for him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. That
like a horse?
Like, yeah.
Can you imagine though getting pussy? Yeah. Yo, I just got some pussy. Smell Lewis's finger.
it fucking ruled. It ruled. And I mean, what a little pig. She's just a little pig.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you really think about it, you go like, oh no, you could have just not done it. You could have been like, no, I don't want to have sex. Mm. If you don't know how to put it in me, I'm not going to let your friend finger with my dirty fucking goth fingernails. Oh my God, dude. Yeah.
Just sounds, I know how to put it in.
She sounds like a good person. She, yeah. She was down.
She's a good girl. She's
a good girl. She's an angel.
She's a little piggy, that girl. Little piggy.
Sweet.
Little pig with a halo.
In fact, she wrote about it in her diary, and then her mom freaked the fuck out and like came after us.
Really?
And was like, you fucking pieces of shit. But we were like, I think we were in the 11th grade. She was in the 10th grade. It was like, what do you want me to do? Your daughter's a whore. She wasn't losing her virginity.
Yeah.
My boy was just losing his virginity to this whore.
She was doing him a favor.
Yeah. Fucking ruled. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Capsulite. I'm loaded up on Capsulite right now because we're going on our Gas Digital ski trip this week, and I know everyone's going to be drinking and partying the entire week. If you're coming to Skankfest or if you're coming to see any of these comics on the road, you're probably going to be partying a little bit as well. Well, guess what? Capsulite is going to prevent that awful feeling from the day after drinking. This is a great way to prevent hangovers. You take it before and during your drinking session, and it is truly the most potent product on the market.
Yep. And the toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause and symptoms of your hangover, not dehydration. And this is a portable packet you can take with you to the bar, to the club, pack it on a trip. Wherever you're going, you're going to want to have it.
Yeah, it's doctor formulated and it supports your liver. It really is great. I'll tell you right now, if you guys want to avoid that awful feeling, if you want to try out Capsulite, and you should, go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com, and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your entire order today. Once again, that is promo code GAS for 30% off at Capsulite.com. All right, where were we?
Man, oh, yeah. Dude, virginity fucking rules. I want mine back.
Yours was to that dude.
Yeah, I want it back.
How old were you when you lost your virginity, Sid?
13, on my 13th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Well, actually, it wasn't.
Did your dad hire a prostitute?
Nah, I was like, I used the method of the secret to get pussy on my 13th birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was, everybody would, when they would ask me what I was going to do for my birthday, I told everybody I was going to lose my virginity. Even my best friend's dad. Yeah. I went to the pool. This girl, Aisha, was like, what are you doing for your birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to lose my virginity today. And she was like, yeah, you are. And she pushed me up against the wall and she sexed me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That's a good story.
And then claimed I got her pregnant.
Yeah.
It was a terrible story.
How old was she?
She was younger than me.
Oh.
Oh, younger?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a hoe.
It's just, she at that time, she was a hoe, but she ended up getting pregnant by one of my cousins later on, so she's a good girl.
She's officially family?
Yeah, she's, we're good. We're good.
Ah, shit, dude. Back then, it was just about getting pussy. Remember when that's all life was?
That's never what my life's been about.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. We were talking about that in the last show about how, like, fucking, when you see somebody, life's not about that. Like, what, how happy that must make you.
I'm so happy. Yeah, dude. I just play some video games.
Because the rest of it, life, like, all throughout, like, my childhood, it was like, oh, can I get a little more cream in this bad boy? Just a drop more. No, actually, it's okay. You're fine.
Yeah. For me, it was until I was 13. Like, once, like, that was just too, it was too aggressive to me. I was like, this section is a little aggressive. I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into anime.
Yeah, I just, it was a thing that, like, up until, I mean, pretty goddamn recently, I was just a pretty big pussy hound. Pretty goddamn recently. And I mean, I guess I still am. I'm in a relationship where that side of my relationship, I'm very, very fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something in the New York water.
Maybe.
Something in the water. There's
a lot of fucking going on in the city.
Yeah.
It was like,
I can't fuck bagels from anywhere else. It's not the same.
Yeah, it was just sort of like what the through line was. Like everything else sort of like was propped up around it. And I always sort of subscribe to that as well, just sort of like that Freudian ideology of like you're doing everything to get laid and to feel great.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like. Every comedy in the beginning, it was like so much of that. Just like at the end of it, like you get up on stage and it would be at the end of the night, you're like, oh, I'm going to likely get laid. It fucking ruled.
But there are also guys.
There was no money in the beginning at all, so it was just that. It was like this feeling of like,
chicken fingers and pussy.
I'm awesome. Yeah.
That's all we get paid.
There's also the guys that have, this is the act that gets me laid act.
Mm.
And then you see guys that are like in their 50s and they're still doing the I'm going to get laid act. And it's a little weird.
That's man, name Zach. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Man.
No, you don't.
No, I know who you're talking about.
I got a couple in mind.
Did I get off stage? Crush a red apple's ale and then go home and eat McDonald's. That was my life, dude.
There was a portion of college where I was all about getting pussy. Because I didn't realize how nice it could be.
Yeah.
Because like when I was like before I got to college, I was in my neighborhood and it was just all aggressive chicks. So it was like it was a terrifying process.
Mm.
And then when I got to college, it was like I was suddenly the one making it happen, rather than like going along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, by the time I was that age, which honestly, that's probably when it happened, right? So I was into getting pussy when I was younger, but I wasn't like particularly good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always with a girlfriend, and I was always getting laid because of that. But by the time I moved to New York City when I was 19, and I started selling comedy club tickets on the street, and then I was just exposed to this world of like constantly new people in front of me. That I figured out pretty quickly that I could just talk my way into these girls' pants. And then it was just, then it became like, I think it's honestly, it's about having the availability.
Yeah.
Right? Because when I didn't, I didn't really give a fuck that much about getting pussy when I didn't have it available to me.
Yeah.
Just jerking off honestly, I used to like jerking off more than getting laid.
Do I still do?
Dude, just jerking off just sometimes just like, just rules.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to be like, can you leave? I need 10 minutes to myself.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop the fart.
Just sometimes a nice jerk sesh where you're just like, you're just taking care of yourself. There's none of the, like, if I'm eating bad, if I'm feeling fat for like a week, like, yo, I'll tell my girls, like, yo, let me just fucking Let me just jerk.
I'm not worthy. Let me go jerk.
I feel fat. Let me just jerk.
Let me just jerk it. Sometimes I'll jerk off when she's sleeping in bed next to me. I know she feels it.
Yeah.
I really will. Yeah.
I only do that because I think it's funny.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
To watch your wife go like this.
To watch her wake up and be like, are you
tricking me? What was the Stanley Cup story? This is a nice big old ADD session we had. That was very nice, folks.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga? What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Thank God Black History Month is over.
Fix the memory.
What were we talking about here?
So the story with the Stanley Cups is that because they were so high in demand and they were hard to get for a while, people who had them were selling, you could take a selfie with it for like $20 or whatever.
$20 just to take the selfie to pretend that you have
a Stanley Cup. Yeah, and post it on social media.
Wow. Are they still that hard to get?
I mean, I think you could get a resold one, but it was like there was the drop of the special one. It's like...
Well, it's the pink one in particular,
yeah,
right?
It's merch drops for women. It's like they said they only made pink ones.
So the pink one is the issue. I got my girl a white one. Is that not cool?
Ooh.
It's not her preference.
That is. $20 for a picture with the pink one and 10 for the white one.
$20 for a picture with the pink... Let me see the story.
How?
It says no FOMO here. Selfie with Stanley, selfies with Santa. 20 for the pink one and 10 for the white one.
That's fucking bonkers. And people paid this.
Unclear, but someone was charging this.
Yeah, I mean, this might be somebody trying to go viral as well. You know, some you don't know these things, and you go like, oh, it's just a person trying to go viral. Yeah. Everyone talks about it. It's all on podcasts. It happens all the time. You'll see like. Or sometimes the people are joking and they don't know.
Yeah.
This is what happens all the time. You get like libs of TikTok.
A lot of people are doing it though. It's not just.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But why?
My wife has one and my twin daughters, but they're all culturally white.
It's true.
Me and my son, we eat Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes the Stanley Cup so much better than another cup? Do you know the answer?
That there are only a few of them. Like
that is the scarcity of the cup. No.
I think. I mean, they keep your shit cold really well, but like
there's like five or six brands that are the same.
Yeah, Igloo's pretty nice.
I think the variability that they have so many different colors. It just became a fad.
It's a cool thing to have. It was
Hydro Flask before it was Stanley Cup. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, I'll say when I do drink out of it, because the size of the straw, I like chug water, right? So when I drink out of it, like I'll just fucking, you know, take one sip and it's just like a huge gulp. So there's something to that. I think people drink more water when they have it.
The other thing was that it was a big ass cup that still fits in your cup holder in your car.
Yes.
That was a big selling
that
point.
That is a good selling point for it. Huge ass cup.
Is that what that little skinny bottom is about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the big gulp.
It's totally
but
a
it keeps
big
it cold
gulp.
For a long time.
Yeah. Insulated big gulp. Stanley's not tricking nobody.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I don't think it's worth it. But what are we gonna do?
I have the Igloo one too. I use because I know they're not a sponsor today, but the liquid IVs I do in those. I keep the water boys by the bed. The water boy. And I keep that by the bed, and the fucking real big difference when you've been having a few cocktails.
Yeah, I got to drink more water in general. Yeah. I really do. I wish I could. I just can't get there.
What's holding you back?
The non-fizziness, no sugar, no coffee flavor, like none of it.
Coffee-flavored water.
Yeah, I only drink water.
Really?
Except when I went through my fat phase, I only drank soda. And then to lose all the weight, I just stopped drinking soda.
Yeah, dude. You told me that. You're the first guy to tell me that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to this story. Video, doctors remove 150 live bugs from a Florida man's nose.
What?
Let's see.
Just a second. I got it here.
No, keep those eyes, Zach.
150 live bugs from a Florida man's nose. That's crazy.
Got it.
Let's see.
Over a couple hours, my face just started swelling. So my lips swelled. I could hardly talk. My whole face felt like it was on fire.
So why is it a shot of his dick?
Identifying the man from this procedure, but the patient
I know who that guy is.
off in October of 2023. 30 years ago, he had neuroblastoma, which removed a cancerous tumor in his nose and left him with an extremely compromised immune system.
Nice.
Over the course of a few hours last week, his face became extremely swollen.
I started getting nosebleeds, constant nosebleeds. I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom without my nose starting to bleed. When we went for the examination, doctor goes, I see movement.
Dr. David Carlson was the ENT on call that night.
The hell? We took a little camera and we looked in the nose, and that's when things dramatically changed.
Oh.
Of bugs.
Ew.
Yo.
Inside of the patient's nose.
Yo.
And sinus cavity.
Size-wise, you know, there was variations, but some of the larger ones were probably as big as the end of my pinky.
No.
That looks like a cave in Star Wars somewhere.
Was occurring up near what we call the skull base.
Sarlacc
that
Pete.
Was in very close proximity to his eye and his brain.
Dr. Carlson immediately tried to remove the bugs.
Oh.
We initially attempted to try to remove these.
Oh, my fucking God.
Clogging up the suction.
Please.
They were large enough I couldn't get them through the
Please.
Suction. So we ended up having to.
Don't go in there.
By one using different instrumentation.
And it hurt because they weren't coming willingly either.
No!
Out of the patient's nose and have been sent off to an epidemiologist to determine what type of bug they are.
They look like
we don't know what type of bug these are. Please tell me what type of bugs they are. What type of bugs are they?
They could have killed him.
They look like maggots. It's
extremely rare. There's nothing like it documented in the United States.
Ugh.
And while Dr. Carlson doesn't want to cause widespread panic, he does caution people with compromised immune systems.
Certainly if you're going to be around.
Now that you have AIDS, Lemaire, from fucking that tranny. Do you think it was like some sort of necrosis?
He's got a schnoz on him, though, to have all those.
Dougie, I was, but I mean, I can't.
Was he snorting raw meat? How the fuck?
Yeah, for sure.
Do we have an update on this story at all? Is there any update? Do we know what type of bugs these are? That's crazy.
That was crazy.
I would, if I saw one, immediately I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Literally, like, these are bugs. Or what do you do? Would you even, like, if you're a doctor, you're going to be like, hey, you know what? We're not going to. I remember one time my sister had like a tick.
Yeah.
Mm. Remember when
ticks?
Lyme disease?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Lyme disease. It was like whatever the type, the big fat ticks, like the big ones that like attach.
Deer ticks?
Lice.
No. It was like the size of like a my pinky nail.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a little dot tick that you see. Like it was like it was and it was the burrowed into her head. Right, and my sister was like, "Is there something in my head right here?" We were like kids.
Oh, like a bot fly.
I don't know what a bot fly is.
Oh, okay.
This shit was like it was literally burrowed. It was called the tick. I don't know exactly what Jorge is chiming in here.
Yeah, I think Lemaire might be right. A bot fly or a horse fly?
No. A horse fly was a giant fucking fly, and they would sting you. They would land on your head and fucking sting you. I grew up in the suburbs and up, you know, semi upstate New York, downstate New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We used to get a lot of like ticks and bugs. We were right, you know, a very wooded area right by my house. This was like a big fat fucking thing, right? Dogs would get them sometimes. They'd be hanging off of them and it would look like a fucking, it would be a burrowed in, actually attached.
Yeah.
And my sister, didn't really look like that. No. It was like much more brown and it had legs and like
more ticky.
Like the tick. You remember the character, the tick, the blue? He looked like that blue guy.
Ugh.
And I remember my sister was like, what is that? And I knew my sister was like, would freak out about bugs. So she's like, what's in my hair? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, what is that? I was like, it's weird. It's like paper or something. She's like, what is it? And as a good brother, I didn't want to say, oh, you have a tick sticking out of your fucking head. And then I fucking grabbed it out. And then I was like, look, it was a tick. And then she freaked out. I'm crying and running all the place. But I imagine, like, you with that guy, you wouldn't be able to say to you, like, the doctor wouldn't be able to come in, like, listen, sir, you have a bunch of bugs. Some of them are as large as the tip of my finger in your fucking brain right now. Wouldn't that drive you to the point of, like, oh, my God, I would lose my mind.
What do I do?
I mean, one of my first big things that scared me the most as a kid. Do you remember Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yeah, with the spiders.
This lady with the spider eggs in her face. Mm. That's all I would be able to think of is that there's more in my brain. Yeah. And every time you sneeze, just bugs come out.
Yeah, there was a lady not too long ago that had like roach eggs embedded in her cheek inside of her mouth.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot on the show, but everyone's got little mites in their
yeah,
eyes.
That freaked me out. I hid behind my teacher when somebody showed me that when I was in like first grade.
You can still see Zach, the outline. Zach, you're right there.
Yeah, dude. That
fucks me up. Fucks me up, dude.
Dude, that was gross.
That was maybe the nastiest thing I've ever seen. That's worse. Do we have any updates on that story?
Any death match?
No, but it seems he may have got it from having a reduced immune system and like fishing a lot and handling fish and stuff and not washing his hands properly.
Like bugs, like little tiny microscopic bugs, went in there and started.
Yeah, he's just like,
laying eggs and shit. Oh my god, dude. Because if you have an immune system, your body would kill those things.
Yes.
They wouldn't allow them to live within your... Is that what it is?
It wouldn't allow them to develop life. Yeah.
Yeah, or like the snot would run it out.
Yeah.
Like flush it out.
Just fucking snot rocking a bunch of bugs. Oh, my
pretty,
God, dude.
That would actually be pretty sick.
That would be pretty sick, dude.
Yeah, I'd do that.
That's like a superpower.
That's a great party trick.
Attack my bugs! Get them, my bugs!
That's one of the most rancid things that I've
ever heard. He should have let them be born and go to their full form, because then he'd be the father of so many bugs.
That's some Pokemon shit right there.
No, they would take over your head.
He'd be able to
fly. I can't. Let's clear the air here. Twitter Noit, teen model. Let's go.
Twitter Noit.
Could be pretty toy. Team models. Love them.
Twit or Noit.
All right, what is this? So this model refuses to shave a weird hair patch growing on her forehead. I think I've seen this girl before.
It's Lemaire's ex.
So she has a... I'm looking for the picture of her. She has one... patch of hair. It looks like it's part of her hair, but it's not connected, growing out of the middle of her forehead. Let's see. For some reason. Let me pull it up.
How old is this teenager? Are we calling a young girl Toit?
She is, let me see.
From now on, no more illegal Twitter Noits.
She doesn't look underage.
Toit Noit or illegal.
Yeah.
She's 18.
Good Noif.
She's 18. This is her.
Good. Oh.
She could cut it.
Yeah, I'm not even...
It's a story because she's choosing not to.
That's not even distracting.
Yeah.
So what would happen if she cut that? It would...
probably grow back in like a weird patchy way.
Yeah, but couldn't you get that laser removed?
Yeah, definitely.
My girlfriend gets fucking hairs laser removed.
I have a hair like that in the middle of my forehead. Not like that, but there's one hair that comes out sometimes. I'm going to let it grow.
Let me see this bitch talk.
Thing you have.
She's
dumb. I was born with hair Noit. Growing out of my forehead. I really love it.
I love it. This is the problem with TikTok. Is they
all,
let
I'm
these.
I'm not gonna shave it off. I love.
No, TikTok was our last segment.
Going on there, so
TikTok is just like it's like it makes these things. We don't. This should not be celebrated. In my generation, I'm 41 years old. If I had a girl in my school that was growing out of her forehead. We would have bullied her into killing herself with the hair. She would have wrapped the hair around her neck and then fucking hung herself from the bleachers.
I would have been like, listen, those guys don't understand true beauty.
This is the problem with TikTok. And here's my problem with her. Bitch, you don't have to be that way.
You don't have to be
You don't have
way.
To be that way. Once again, this is her wearing a Marilyn Manson t-shirt.
Yeah.
And fucking goth eyeliner.
Yeah.
Bitch, just have a personality. It doesn't have to be a fucking hairy forehead, bitch.
Yeah.
Just literally just be interesting. Yeah. Be funny. Take an improv class. I'm sick of it.
Now, question. Do the carpets match the forehead drapes? See, when I see her, I would assume the same way, like, when a girl has a Motorhead shirt on, I assume her pussy has a mole like Lemmy's face. That her pussy has a giant hairy...
Or like a hairy taint. Like her taint has.
Because if she's not shaving that...
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a Motorhead joke for her. something, Zach. Motorhead. The Motorhead.
I just thought Ace of Spades. That was it.
Either way, the problem is the other thing, she's not that pretty in real life, so that makes her one of the prettier freaks.
She's pretty? What? She's not pretty?
She's
it does seem like she's like a model.
Natalie, she looks like you. And the reality is you're very pretty for a gas digital producer, but that's it. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Natalie, I think you're very pretty.
Go back to her. She's a model. When they fucking do her up. And I just saw her talk, though.
Yeah, I'm still annoyed.
Looks like Goofy Mouth, dude.
Yeah.
And that hair is pissing me off.
Yeah, the hair's bad.
The hair just needs to go. Look, she's got fucking Frida
Kahlo.
Kahlo face.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that fucking one eyebrow, unibrow bitch is hot.
Noit.
Shut up,
she
dude.
She could also, like, put spray in it and have it be a horn.
Ooh, if she had a horn, toit.
If she braided it, toit. Do something with it at least. Make it an interesting thing, just fucking hanging out. And I want to grab it and
be an actual unicorn. Unicorns are, their horns are actually just a bunch
and
of
And you
hands.
Know you couldn't date her for more than a few months, but at some point, just be like, ah, come here.
I mean, I would
get your ass over here.
I would nair it while she slept. I would, or I just get it laser removed. It would cost like not that much money to have that laser removed. She's gonna go in like once a year,
maybe even just once. It's a little bit of doctor going like snip, snip.
Yeah, I hate her.
I will admit it's very annoying.
I can't stand her. It's just it'd be normal, bitch.
Noit.
It's not like she's like one of the, like those werewolf boys where it would be like getting her whole face lasered. It's
yeah.
Fucking
I
in
I
and
feel
out.
Bad for women that deal with imperfections because we do have a society where women are held to a different standard, but we live in that society. So, bitch, please adhere to our standards.
Dude, I'm anti-BBLs.
You're anti-big, beautiful?
No, BBLs, the Brazilian butt lifts.
Brazilian butt lifts. Oh, I hate the Brazilian butt lift. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm taking a stand. I'm going to be the guy. I'm
does
be
anybody
the guy.
Want a BBL? Does a man a of, want a BBL?
There's a lot of dudes out there who think they like women that want women with BBLs.
No.
I don't know if I want to fuck it as much as I want to be under it.
Like a
hand. I understand
Instagram,
that. That
yeah. Gracie Bond. This girl's ridiculous. Like, she's cartoonish.
Yeah.
But there's something every time I see her, I'll be like, I would like to die under that.
Yeah, it does have an aesthetic quality. Like, but I don't want it in my life.
I mean, I love a big fat ass. It's one of my favorite things, dude. I love it. But it's gonna be real. It's gonna be juicy and fucking real. Have like you ever felt a fake ass?
No, I refuse.
Fake asses are fucking nasty.
Now, did you find her? So she just lost a bunch of weight. Or she definitely got surgery. She used to be really heavy.
Yeah.
She's cute.
That's
and I, now
I hate her.
She's so pretty.
I mean, she's
she used to be like 300 pounds, Sophia and she Lamar. Lost the whole top half.
You don't just lose all,
but she definitely got it replaced.
She just looks naturally photoshopped, and I hate it.
Yeah, see, that was her. Yeah, wait, go back. There's the compare. That was her before she lost the weight.
I mean, she's very pretty. Obviously, it's a fake ass, though, right? Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I think it's reconstructed.
No, I think that's an actually like fake ass.
You think it's a fake ass as opposed to they just put all the fat in
now,
it?
Now, look how big her... Sure.
That's what a BBL is. Yeah, they take the fat from elsewhere.
So then it's still real to me, damn it.
But look at her look at her belly button. If her belly button's small, then she's gotten a BBL. This is a note from Professor Nate Marshall.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I don't want... Not at all, dude.
Oh, is this the bitch who like went viral for not fitting in an airplane seat?
I think she is, yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, looking at her like she's 6 feet tall.
She looks like she's one of our girlfriends, like somebody from Gas Digital's girlfriend, and the same guy that photoshops all of the Jim and Sam photos got a hold of her photo.
Yeah.
And went, look at this ugly freak these guys are dating. When they'll like squish Sam's face like this and they'll make fucking Norin's forehead all huge.
Man. Yeah. If she was like naturally like that, fine. But like, come on.
It would be fun for the story. It'd be fun for the night. It would be like a fun thing, but it would be too clownish and not.
It would be cumbersome. But for that first night to just fucking cover that thing in massage oil and fucking put on Genuine and just rub her ass for 4 hours, it'd be pretty fun, dude.
It would be sick.
Very good night.
All right,
smack one cheek and ride the wave in.
We're gonna wrap this one up. This is always fun with the boys.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. Shout out to me in the Races live chat right now because I'm watching live. You know what? I took a few moments away from skiing and snowboarding with the crew to be in the Races live chat. So what's up, Gomez? You guys are the best. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Thank you guys for being here and have yourselves a great evening. Good night.
Bye, guys.
That's all, folks.